Hey, everybody. Zach Taylor, and I'm visiting with Bremont Tigers head football coach Jeff Kosowski. And his squad this afternoon wrapped up their third straight state title at AT&T Stadium up in Arlington. They defeated IAran, the Braves up there, 49-28. And, Coach, tell me a little bit about it as far as the journey. And I guess even though it's your third straight, it never gets old, right?
No, each year has been a little different. This year we battled injuries. A couple of kids ended up moving away from last year, and you know, we had to have a lot of younger kids step up throughout the year. And it was sweet this year in the fact that we really rebuilt in some ways.
Got the win 49-28 this afternoon at AT&T Stadium. And I know your guys, a lot of these guys have been there, but as you said, there's some newcomers, some guys who might not have been in this kind of situation before. And when you go to a place like it is in Arlington, like Jerry World, you see a lot of wide eyes sometimes. Did you see any of that today?
Well, being here the last 3 years, the nucleus of our kids that were here the last two were ready and ready to go. But, yeah, there were a few. The ones that hadn't actually been on the field much, there were a couple of kids that had to get in the game and settle down, yeah.
Yeah, and I know that being a 10 o'clock kickoff, that was a little bit different too, especially playing on a Thursday. You didn't have a lot of time to prepare for this.
No, well, you never do the last 3 years. I mean, it's always on a Thursday. And it's a short week, but it's, you know, short for IAran also. So it's, you know, there's an even playing field there.
And as I say, Coach, you ended up getting the win 49-28, but it was pretty neck and neck there for a little while, and the Braves were not going away, even right down to the wire. A really good team over there.
Yeah, you know, at halftime we came in and we told the kids, you know, that we needed to stop them. They were getting the ball the first half coming out, and they, you know, we were only up a score. And so really, really huge stop the first drive that they had, and we forced them to punt. And then turn around and follow that up with a score. I thought that was kind of a turning point in the game.
Visiting with Bremont Tigers head football coach Jeff Kosowski. Again, his team nabbed their third straight state title earlier today. That was up in AT&T Stadium in Arlington against the IAran Braves. And, Coach, obviously Rashad Paul being a senior, one of I think you could probably say Rashad's going to go down as one of the best high school football players in the state of Texas, right?
I would think so. Everything that he's done and being 47-0 through his last 3 years, I would think that would be the case, yes.
And ran for 231 yards, 5 touchdowns. But I know everything that he gives you on the field, but off the field as well. Just talk a little bit about the kind of player that he is all the way around.
Well, he's a good homegrown kid. He makes good grades. He's on the honor roll, and coaching him has just been – it's easy because he listens and he's smart, and he just you know, kids that have his kind of talent, a lot of times they have egos, but it's been easy with him because he doesn't. And he's just a nice kid as well as a heck of an athlete.
And talking about him being homegrown, of course you are as well. You're a Bremont Tiger, having graduated from there. So how great is it? And as I said, this is your third straight, but how great is it to win a state title for your hometown?
It's more special. It you know, when you identify with the program when you get there and the townspeople, it's more special than just being at any school. It really is.
And Joe Williams was the defensive MVP. Of course, Rashawn was the offensive MVP. Something that I did not know until today, Coach, and I mean, I've known about you guys, followed you guys around, but I did not know that Joe was actually Rashawn's uncle.
Yeah, Joe was not the defensive MVP this year. He was the last 2 years.
Derek Kilbauer
was the defensive MVP today. But he did, I'll tell you what Joe did, he did catch the first touchdown pass there to kind of swing the momentum in our favor from the beginning.
Right. Right.
And yes, he's Rashad's uncle. JoJo is the baby of the family.
Yeah.
And yes, they're in the same class, and Joe is Rashad's uncle.
Yeah, that was a little bit different dynamic that I had never realized or really heard about until today, but that's pretty interesting. As you talked about some really great athletes on your squad, who are some other guys today that really showed up for you and helped make this title special?
Well, Jared, for one thing, he's a kid that he's one of those kids that just stepped on the field this year for us. You know, he's a junior, and he hadn't been playing a whole lot, And he was the defensive MVP today with huge plays defensively, sacks, caused fumbles. And, boy, I tell you, he's done a great job. And Kellen Stewart came in at center. He hadn't been on the field before. And, you know, he'd done a great job at center. You know, big old kid, 280 pounds, and you need that on the offensive line. Came in and gave us a good steady snap all year. Those two are the ones that stick out in my mind.
Yeah, defense I know is so important because that triple option for Iran was pretty good. I mean, coming in, obviously, they're going to be pretty good. They're making it all the way to the state title game. But the triple option, not something that you see a whole heck of a lot of anymore in high school football. So, obviously, that was something you guys had to prepare for.
Woo! I mean, you just have to man up and defend it, you know. And we knew if we could get some points on the board and force them out of their game plan – that it would be in our favor, which is how it ended up in the second half. But the first half was just a war, and you know those are big old physical kids, and you know it just you know we came in at halftime and challenged them to to man up and have to get some stops on defense because they were running through us pretty hard the first half, and you know it came down to this: who was going to outlast the other one?
Yeah.
Depth-wise, they had no more depth than us. And so, you know, that's kind of the message at halftime was hey, you know, who's it going to be, us or them?
Visiting with Bremont Tigers head football coach Jeff Kosowski. Again, Coach, congratulations on winning that state title today, your third straight. And you talked a little bit about this team being different than the last couple of years. What's something that really makes this team special? What stands out in your mind?
Well, this year's team, and this is what I told you all ago, you know, we had Garrison Tullis move to Bryan. We had Andrew Bailey move to Bryan, who were two starters on our team last year,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then we had Joe Williams get he didn't play all year till today. He had a knee injury. So
yeah.
We played the entire year missing not only the kids that graduated from the last 2 years, but also those three that I just mentioned. So kids had to step up in spots, and we just, you know, I can't say enough about our kids and how they rise to the occasion.
Fantastic. And Coach, what are your celebration plans? We have a ticker tape parade in downtown Bremont or what?
Actually, no, we're staying to watch the games, and you know, the a lot of the kids want to stay, and there's a hometown hero coaching Yoakum tonight, and Bo Robinson.
Oh yeah,
a lot of our kids want to stay and watch his game. So yeah, we've got a lot of them here checked out with parents, and we're going to hang around here and root Bo on to see if he can go win him one.
Well, I've got some Mineola ties too, Coach, so I might have to go up against that.
Uh-oh.
But I hope it's a good game nonetheless. And, yeah, Coach, again, big congratulations. I hate that I couldn't be there today, but got to watch it on Fox Sports Southwest. And just a heck of a performance and a heck of a year. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thanks.